pandemonium reigns.
Would you rather? It's a classic child game. Principles are pretty simple. Question is asked, would you rather have this or have that? Would you rather eat Chick-fil-A for the rest of your life or eat McDonald's for the rest of your life? Rather simple question. It's the question that we're going to ask over and over and over again today. Shane Beamer and Billy Napier edition. Would you rather Shane Beamer or Billy Napier? This is Pandemonium Reigns. I'm Dan. He's Mike. We're back. We're back in business, hopefully back into a swing. We'll see what happens. How are you, buddy?
We're back. Hey, I'm great. How about yourself?
Oh, you know, I'm back in the church office, back on the grind. You look good. My hair's shorter. Your hair's is longer.
Longer than ever, baby.
Longer
than ever. My hair's 2.25 years old, if you'll have that. This question, would you rather, this is like what kickstarted our podcast. You know, would you rather have Jarrett Garantano be your quarterback or Justin Worley? You know, theoretical questions. That's what brought Pandemonium Reigns into your earwaves and into your internet. So, you know, this is a fun question for us.
I hadn't even thought about how it was basically one of those hypotheticals. So I got just a handful of questions here. Let's give a little bit of background on each.
Yeah.
So Shane Beamer, head coach of the Gamecocks. He's currently 20-18 there in Columbia, South Carolina, born in Charleston, South Carolina, stands at 47 years old. Obviously, son of a legend, Frank Beamer, which makes you wonder, and the poking begins, how did Shane Beamer fall so far away from the tree that is Frank Beamer? Just totally different personalities. I find one with a lot of character. I find one with lacking.
Maybe some, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. But just some notable stops here in his coaching tenure. Got his start in coaching as a GA 1 year at Georgia Tech in the year 2000, then spent 3 years with us, went on to do some position coaching at Mississippi State up until 2006, position coach at South Carolina in 07 and 08, all the way through 2010, then gets an assistant head coaching gig with Frank Beamer and the Virginia Tech Hokies from 11 to 15. Obviously, that didn't mean much because he goes back down to a position coach 2016-2017 at Georgia, goes to Oklahoma as an assistant head coach 2018 to 2020, and has been head coach of the Gamecocks since 2021. So getting ready to start his fourth year in Columbia, and it's a do or die season, I believe, for him. I mean, 2018 is not going to get you much no matter where you're at. I don't know that too many fan bases are going to be okay with 2018. Say what you want to about South Carolina. I don't think they're pleased with that. I mean, there's only a small handful of places you can get away with that. Vanderbilt, University of Pennsylvania. I mean, where can you get away with that?
Yeah. I'm not a big advocate for guys trying to start their head coaching run, you know, once making the move from assistant or position coach to head coach at South Carolina. I kind of feel the same way about Mississippi State where they land now, not overall for them, because obviously we saw Mullen, you know, and what he did there, but like coming off of some really, really tumultuous times in, you know, at Mississippi State, I wouldn't want to launch my career there if I'm Levy.
Yeah.
Whereas I view the South Carolina job, if I could pluck Jeff Levy and replace Shane Beamer with him right now, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Facts.
You know what I mean? There's just some things about that job. It was nothing. It was absolutely nothing for so many years until Spurrier kind of showed us what their ceiling is, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If you really, really build some classes, you identify some talent that, you know, you're not having to beat out the big boys for, but you're still getting some very good players. You're maximizing them.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of showed us what it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I would have expected more from Beamer with some of the transfer additions that he's added. 2018 is where he's landed, you know, in a very odd way, getting some terrible losses, blowing out a 22 Tennessee, beating Clemson a couple of times now, I believe. Just a very weird roller coaster of a ride is what it's been. Overall, my take is I wouldn't want to start my career there if I was going to be a head coach, is what I envision myself as.
That's a solid point. I mean, hard to have success in that place.
Yeah, definitely.
I did forget to mention that he played his college ball at Virginia Tech for his daddy, where he was wide receiver and long snapper,
Interesting.
95 to
Interesting.
99. And then there's Billy Napier, who's also in a do or die season. He's currently holding an 11-14 record in Gainesville, and that's definitely not going to cut it. 44 years of age, played his college football at Furman, where he was QB, I'm about to say QB1, but I don't know that. Got a GA job at Clemson, 2003, 2004 to start his tenure. Coached quarterbacks at South Carolina State after that. Went back to Clemson to coach tight ends, be the offense coordinator and quarterback coach in 2009 and 2010. Went to Bama to just be an analyst, which tells you the state of that program from Clemson to Bama already at that time. Goes to be an assistant head coach at Colorado State 2012, back to Bama to coach receivers 13 to 16. Went out to Arizona State, offense coordinator, quarterbacks 2017. Takes the head coaching gig at Louisiana from 18 to 21, and now with Florida since 2022. He was Sun Belt Coach of the Year 2019 and 21, won the West Division 18, 19, 20, 21, and won the Sun Belt, the conference in 20 and 21. So, hey, man. On paper, maybe Billy is going to answer a lot of these questions off the cuff for us. But this is still, because of our personalities, an opportunity for us to poke at Shane Beamer and Billy Napier. Let's start off with the football related would you rather questions. So I'm going to throw this first one at you. First question. You're starting a brand new program, brand new football program. You've built it from nothing. School's already there. You're starting the program. Would you rather start your program with Billy Napier or Shane Beamer?
Billy Napier, hands down.
Why?
Billy Napier obviously had some success. He's the alternative of Beamer starting his head coaching tenure at South Carolina. He came from the Saban tree. He coached a lot of offensive positions. He had success on his own at Louisiana. There's a lot of talent in Louisiana. We all know that. But that, to me, is more ground level, kind of forgetting some of the Florida stuff, which, if you know Florida, if you know where the game's at right now, is not all entirely fully on his shoulders. He's obviously the head coach, but there's some weird underlying things going, maybe some too many hands in the pot type deals like Texas had for so many years, like Tennessee had for 15 years. I don't know exactly what is behind the scenes at Florida to prevent them from, landing Jaden Rashada, for example. Not that he's the one missing piece from making him at least a 500 coach at Florida, but he's done some ground level stuff. He's proven that he can come into games with game plans at least, whereas I view Beamer as much more of a hype man. And I don't think that's enough to start a brand new program with. If I'm launching Walker U out somewhere in the middle of nowhere in Tennessee or something like that, I would look to someone who's at least proven me some things, even if it's been followed with some very weird results and not good results at Florida, which should never happen. I'm gonna go with the guy that's done some things before versus the guy that's been all over the place. How much does his last name get him into some doors? I don't think that's what got him to South Carolina necessarily, but I'm gonna go with the one that's a little bit more proven with some success versus the one that's just been up down, roller coaster, big win, terrible loss, terrible stretch, loses players, all that. That's the way I'd go.
I think that's fair. You mentioned Napier being part of the Saban tree and getting to see that, but I'm just gonna play the advocate here. And I mean, Shane Beamer's dad was Frank Beamer. He was around football all of his life. I mean, he saw it
True.
done right. He saw consistency and sustainability. And I mean, gosh, how many times have you seen a coordinator stick to a head coach the way was it Bud Harris? No, my name.
Bud Elliott. Bud Elliott?
But it, no,
No.
defensive
Bud.
coordinator. You know who I'm talking about, Bud,
Yeah.
who stuck around to the hip of Beamer for all those years. Well, so, and Shane saw these things. So I guess my thought is that it leans a little bit the other way for me. So you're starting a new program, so you got to get buy-in from recruits. You got to get buy-in for admin. I mean, you're building this thing from the ground up. Shane Beamer to me just comes with a little bit more of a personality. Now, he might not be the one to sustain this thing for the long run, but I think I want somebody in that position that's got a little bit more of a life to him, who can sell it, verbally and with his actions and everything, Bill Napier just kind of strikes me as a pine knot on a tree sometimes. Just doesn't have a lot of personality to me. Could be wrong. I don't follow him as well, but whatever. Obviously Beamer has made more headlines with things that he said and stuff like that. So I'm the athletic director. He's starting my program. I'm going to keep a hone on him. Like, don't say stupid things, Shane. Like, don't
Yeah,
do that.
coach him up.
But be yourself and use your personality to attract recruits, people to run, to hire other coaches, to be water boys, water girls. I mean, you're building this thing from the ground up. So,
Yeah.
although
Bud Foster. Bud
Bud
Foster.
Foster, that's it. Yep. So, needless to say, truth be told, I don't want either.
No, that's a fact.
It feels like a win-loss, but this is the name of the game. Would you rather? All right, so you're gonna go Napier. I'm gonna go Shane, which already like pains me
Yeah.
to say. So, all right, here we go. Oh, you got something?
No. No,
Oh,
I'm
okay,
with
there
you.
you go.
I'm agreeing with you. Yeah.
All right, here we go. So let's flip that question up on its head. Your program's dying. The NCAA is breathing down your neck. Hey, if you don't do something on the field this year, we're just going to shut it down. It's a do or die situation for your program. Would you rather have Billy Napier running your program or Shane Beamer?
And it's funny, we outlined that both are facing that scenario for
They
their
are.
tenures,
That's what sparked the question. Yeah.
and also that we've never seen Florida in this situation. We've seen South Carolina in this situation. We've seen Florida in bad situations, but this one's a really weird one. I think in that scenario, this is based on some of the getting up off the mat that we have seen from Beamer. I'm probably going to go with him here. Think about how dire things were. I mean, the way that Florida beat them like a drum in 2022 before they came back and, just took it to Tennessee the week after.
Yeah.
Again, some of the performances against Clemson, landing a guy that just it's just never been done. You've never seen quarterbacks with the profile of Spencer Rattler over there, at least, how he came out of high school. I know that it didn't go that well at Oklahoma and he got replaced, yada yada. Some of those things, the getting up off the mat nature of, that look at the fight that they gave Georgia early last season. I know it was early. I think I'm going to go with that because part of me is afraid that Napier, with the schedule, with where the roster's at, that, I mean, we could see that team quit early on this year. And I know we're going to talk about Florida, but it's such a beast of a schedule. That team could be lost early. And we've talked about in the Miami episode how early it could happen for both. But yeah, I think I would go with Beamer, with just some of the weird. I would be maybe counting on that roller coaster to swing back up in a situation like that, even though I'm not predicting that for 2024 South Carolina football, but that's probably the direction I'd go if I needed a miracle from one of these two.
That's a great way of wording the question. You need a miracle. Who are you counting on to get it? Or like, would you rather? Dude, I don't know. This is an awful question. I guess it depends on if you know the thing is going to die, would you rather do it with integrity or would you rather do it like if you're not cheating, you ain't trying, which
That's
is what
true.
I feel like Shane Beamer is going to do. Hint, hint, wink, wink, stealing signs, whatnot.
Yeah.
Here's the reason I'm going to choose Napier. It's simply because I can't choose Beamer back to back. I
Oh,
don't
there you
know.
go.
I don't want either. I really don't want either. I don't trust either. I don't trust Beamer to do it with integrity. I don't trust Beamer to, or excuse me, Napier to do it in the heat of the moment. Some of that game management stuff he did in the Tennessee game 2022, managing those timeouts and whatnot.
Losing his cool.
Yeah, losing is cool. Of course, Beamer has, done the same thing.
True.
For the sake of if I'm going to go down, I'm going to do it with integrity. Billy Napier. Billy Napier.
All right.
All right. Would you rather? You are a head coach. You're head coach. You got to hire a recruiting coordinator. Would you rather have Billy Napier, Shane Beamer?
With this one, recruiting coordinator, I'm head coach. Man, I'm probably begging him, bring me the Saban tree stuff. Whip out those tactics. You were there. You landed some really. I think he was the receivers coach at the time. The stuff that they were doing at that position at the time was otherworldly. I'm going to lean Napier here. A lot of this, when the football questions come up, it's just I trust his mind a little bit more than maybe Beamer shooting off at the mouth and making no sense, being a cornball while he's doing it. I'm probably going Napier here. A lot of it goes back to some of the good that we've seen from him. I mean, he was able to bring some of those Louisiana players, you know, because of the nature of the portal, to Florida with him, and they've been successful. So I know the guy's got an eye for talent. I know that he, as weird as it is, it seems like he may know the game on the just nitty gritty level more than Beamer, that he may be that much more of a coach, of a football dude, if I can use that term.
Yeah.
I'm probably going Napier here if I'm needing the recruits. He's now, let's also recognize Florida should be easy to recruit to. So it's hard to really use what they're doing as head coaches, but I think I would go with the past, him being in the Saban tree, the guys I know he landed before he was a head coach, some of those things.
You could even make that case for when he was in Louisiana. I mean, Louisiana players typically just stay home.
Yeah.
At least that's the general consensus anyway. I mean, how hard is it to recruit to University of Louisiana?
Woo!
Yeah, I mean, anyway, I guess the question is, do you want a lot of personality at that position? Shane Beamer.
Yeah.
Do you want somebody who's maybe done it a little bit better, who maybe proof is more in the pudding? Napier. I'm more like this. My son's getting recruited. I'm talking to him. I'm saying, listen, I get it. You might feel more like you gel well with this Beamer guy, but this other guy has done it. So say what you will there. So with that said, I think I'm going to go Napier just because I want to have seen it more than based off what my son is feeling. So,
yeah.
All right, so let's move on. You're head coach. You got to hire an offense coordinator. You got to hire a defense coordinator. One of each of the two has to fill both spots. Who are you putting where? Would you rather have Billy Napier as your offense coordinator or Shane Beamer? And the other one's going to default to the other coordinator position. So choose wisely.
Call me a prisoner of the moment. Call me caught up in today's modern age of football, the ball being slung around the yard, the offensive, the yardage being in the 500s, the scores easily, much more easily getting into the high 30s and 40s and 50s and all that. I'm going to put my football dude is going on offense. Okay. Part of it is because, again, going back to the places Napier was, namely Alabama, the work that they did at that time. And look, you know, let's see, he came to Alabama, I think the second time we said in 2016, I think it was like 2016, 2018. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't just that he had a brilliant guy like Kiffin calling the plays. It was like he, you know, they had weapons, some of them identified and brought to campus at his position.
Mm-hmm.
Their offense at that time was just becoming, it was in the earliest stages of just being what we knew, you know, Tua, Mac Jones there, the guys were brought in during this time. I'm going to go Napier on offense. I'm going to go Beamer on defense. And because it's not like I trust Napier on defense more than anybody necessarily, but Beamer, I'm just going to ask that you're not the cornball, that you are the hot man. You know, again, you've got the background, you've got the family history. Surely you've got some sort of relationship with Bud Foster that you can glean some information. You know, that's just my thinking. I'm going to put my strongest football foot forward on offense and just kind of hope for the best. Hopefully the defense is just littered with dudes and can kind of overcome some of the potential shortcomings of their coordinator.
I like it. I'm going to do the same thing. If you look at their coaching history, Beamer's coached a little bit of defense. Corners at Mississippi State 04-05, corners again, South Carolina 08. Napier doesn't have any defensive experience coaching.
Yeah.
But that's not why I'm doing it. That's not what I'm doing. I'm putting Napier on offense because of this. Shane Beamer had Jaheim Bell and didn't know what to do with him. Didn't know where to line him up. Didn't know how to utilize him. Didn't know how to get him the ball. I feel like he's mismanaged the hiring of the offense coordinator position. Secondly, you've had Nick Harbor, this freak of an athlete now. He's currently on your roster. And it's still almost as if you don't know what to do with him. He's a freak. Just put the ball in his hands. Screens, jets, line him up tailback. Put freak QB1, wildcat. Just put the ball in his hands. It's not rocket science. And so I'm basically looking at Shane Beamer. I'm going, you just don't know how to do this.
You're correct.
You don't know how to do it. Billy does. And I'm looking at Shane Beamer on defense. I'm saying, just keep it simple.
keep it in front of you.
You know, just install some basic defensive, you know, packages and whatnot. Keep it simple. Keep everything in front of you. Let's allow Billy to go score points.
Two more things on that just popped in my head. In 2022, and this goes back to Jaheim Bell, in 2022, you had Leggett and you had Juice Wells. You had bought in healthy Juice Wells that didn't come onto the scene until the Tennessee game. I mean, I'm just asking. Seriously, you had those guys and you were a really bad football team for the most part of that year. Point number two is look at the quarterback situations and where do you want to be? Do you want Graham Mertz and the guy whose name I will never remember that's going to battle and obviously is going to have a package for Florida this year?
Lagway.
DJ Lagway. I'm just going to have to write his name on my hand or something. I'll never remember it. You're going to have Lagway and Mertz doing, I mean, to me, probably the floor 2023 things is what I would say. Now, weapons are still going to be an issue. What you got at quarterback over in Carolina, Lenoris Sellers? And what if that don't work? What are you going to do? I'm asking. I'm actually serious. Like, if Lenoris Sellers isn't the Superman that the South Carolina fan base thinks he is, what's the plan? And now that you've lost Jaheim Bell, Juice Wells, we'll get to the draft. You haven't had a running back in a couple of years. You've been pulling guys here and there to get running backs taken care of. I mean, what are you going to do? I'm legitimately asking. That's where I kind of go back to some of the planning, the program management. Even with not landing a guy like Rashada that you had 95% in the door, you still have two better options to me than South Carolina's one option. That's just one factor of why I'm going offense for Napier.
Yeah. So one more thought on that. You mentioned Lenore Sellers. You remember how Denard Robinson used to go by the name Shoelace, never tied a shoe?
Yes.
I'm kind of hoping that Lenore Sellers develops this Clark Kent nickname, you know, because he wears his goggles. And I'm hoping, like, when he actually turns it on, starts playing football and, like taking over the field, he takes his glasses off and turns into Superman or something. Like, that'd be so cool. Schedule, I could give a crap. So, you know, whatever. I also don't care if you go 2-10.
Exactly.
I don't have any more. No, I do have another football question. All right. So you are the head coach again.
Ooh.
Would you rather have Billy Napier or Shane Beamer as your athletic director? Who do you want as your boss?
Boy, this one is actually one of the tougher ones to answer for me. Do I want my athletic director to be smug looking, not saying much, maybe handling business, maybe mismanaging it in Napier? Or do I want him out here, you know, almost claiming national championships like Danny White did in 2017, except we probably went like 9-3, maybe 10-2, and he's trying to claim a championship or something like that in Beamer. That's the way that I feel his mouth and his relationship between his brain and his tongue actually works. Like, he's just going to pop off at any given moment. I think for me, I don't know if I've chosen Beamer first for one thing, and I'm not going to do it here either. I don't want my AD.
I thought you were setting me up. Like, I haven't chose Beamer yet, so this is the time where I need to. Nope, maybe, not going to do it again.
Maybe on one hand, he's fighting for me. He's advocating for me, whereas Napier's just up there, just no emotion coming out of that bald head and all that. I don't want him putting a target on my back more than the upside of him maybe fighting for me, maybe advocating for me. I think I want my – do you remember the New Girl joke about the things that you want in your life to be, you know, uncontained? They've talked about, at the time, Vice President Joe Biden. Not your father was the punchline of the joke. I don't want my athletic director to be unhinged, putting targets on my back, making enemies for me. I'd rather him be chill and just – we'll talk in the office after the game and recap then.
Yeah, okay, so that's the exact reason why I'm choosing Napier, because I'm probably holding my breath every time Beamer takes the stand. Like, what is he going to say? What words is he going to put in my mouth? Like, what are you about to set me up for right here? Billy Napier.
Yeah, all day. No question. Business first.
No question. You got any football would you rather questions for me? Anything at all?
I don't think I do. I think I'm good with what we discussed here. None came to mind for me.
Okay, sounds good. All right, let's get into some more fun ones. So would you rather Billy Napier or Shane Beamer be the presidents of the United States of America?
Gosh, man. Why do I feel like Beamer has been one of the presidents in the last few years with how wild things have been? I mean, why wasn't he up there on the debate stage? I mean, you know, a couple weeks ago. What the heck, dude?
Please give me a debate between Shane Beamer and Joe Biden.
That would be
Take my money.
Yeah. Pay-per-view, ESPN Plus, that thing for me. I'll be in. Oh, my gosh, dude. Again, I don't want a cornball running my country. I don't want someone popping off at the mouth. Yeah. You know, the French president, man, he thought he had us. Like, what? I don't want a goober as my president. I need some straight-faced, just normal dude for president for the first time in several years now. I don't want somebody popping off and just God knows what, back-to-back World War champions. He would be the one to claim it, that no, you know, that nobody's ever done. It's a joke that nobody ever claims, but he'd be the one to do it. I don't want Beamer running my country, man. I'm sorry. It's not like I want Nate. This is like what you said a minute ago. It's not like I want either. I don't want Beamer doing it.
Pick your poison.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Tennessee was in one of its lowest histories and Derek Dooley was at the stand and he talks about how the program's not in a good position and only hard times are coming, and he starts referencing war and he looking through the
dials
or the yeah right. Why does this question feel like that?
Because he's like qualified to be president more than a football coach.
Oh my gosh, Billy Napier is the answer, because I just don't like, God bless President Beamer, stop talking. Don't do this. Like, every time he gets up there, like, oh my gosh, he's up for his weekly freaking press conference. What is he going to say? Like, what is he going to do? I at least feel like Billy Napier is just going to be like, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're keeping taxes where they are.
Yeah. Tell Russia to come. We'll give him a gator, give him a gator chomp. You know,
yes.
Okay, cool. Like, just, you know, he's coach speak as far as running the country goes. Give me that. I just don't make my homeland an embarrassment.
Yeah.
All right, this one's tough. God, this one's tough. Would you rather Billy Napier or Shane Beamer date your daughter?
This one is a knock on both. This one, I'm going to answer Napier, but this one's actually saving Beamer. I'm kind of answering Beamer for the first time here. I'm not actually just Napier. So I think Napier is going to lose her interest with his slow talking, you know, questionable whether there's a personality or not. What's behind that, you know, that gruffy face, what's behind that, you know, that bald head. Whereas Beamer, I'm afraid he won't be able to keep her attention. He won't be able to, you know, secure date number two. Again, due to the cornball nature, he's going to say some goofy stuff, but at least he's not going to bore her to death, slow talk her to death. You know, she's not going to be interested in Billy Napier. That's the one I'm going for my family's sake. This guy's not going to end up marrying my daughter or something like that. Again, I think I'm sparing Beamer here, whereas I'm taking a bigger shot at Napier. So that's my take on it, at least.
Okay. I feel like it's one of those things where my child comes home with, you know, Napier, you know, at one night, and then a month later she comes home with Beamer. And then I just look her in the eye and I say, have you considered celibacy?
Yes.
You obviously don't know how to pick them. I think it comes down to me for, like, I don't trust either one of them. I don't trust Beamer because what kind of lengths are you going to go to try to, you know, save this
relationship
if it gets out of hand?
That's true.
You know, you might be more fun to be around, but can I trust you? And then there's Napier, like, it's a lack of trust in different areas. Like, you know, it might be out of good intentions, but how many bad decisions are you going to make?
So, yeah.
Billy Napier, gone. I mean, at least I'd rather have, you know, Thanksgiving dinner. I'd rather be annoyed because I can't get this guy to talk, as opposed to I can't get him to shut up.
I love that. That's a great answer. Yeah.
All right, you're on a game show. You're on Survivor. You've got to survive 90 days on a desert island with one other person. Would you rather that other person be Billy Napier or Shane Beamer?
Man, when you asked me this question, I was envisioning, like, who do you want to be the next host of Family Feud? Steve Harvey is finally retiring. Uh-oh. He's putting down.
Well, that's the way. That's Shane Beamer. That's Shane Beamer.
Yes, 100% that's Shane Beamer. If I'm surviving, let's say I'm annoyed because I'm hot, sweaty, I'm fighting off bugs and, you know, predators and things like that. The last thing I need is Beamer flapping those jaws and saying corny, goofy stuff. I'm going to end up catching a charge, even though I just survived, you know, the game show or a real life situation, because I pistol whip Beamer into shutting up or something like that. So yeah, it's Napier. Maybe he'll come up with some good game plans for, you know, escaping this predator, that predator. What are we going to eat? You lived in Louisiana, probably came across some good cooking or something in that respect. I'm going to go with Napier again.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Napier because of his time in Louisiana, and I really just don't trust Beamer to be resourceful
at all.
That's really all I got on this one, and I'm just hoping Napier's got a little bit of shoot 'em Jacob in his Louisiana backgrounds.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's knock these out real quick down to the final minutes. They're making a movie on your life. Would you rather Shane Beamer or Billy Napier play your role?
Oh man, I may have dug myself a hole with some of my past answers talking about how goofy Beamer is. I know how goofy I am. If it was based on looks, if you'll think back to when a hero on Twitter cropped long hair onto all those coaches, Beamer actually looked like he could, you know, pass for a normal looking dude with that hair. If I went off looks, I'd go Beamer. Knowing my goofy personality, I don't say half of the dumb things that Beamer says, and I'm an idiot, that self-proclaimed idiot. But I'd probably have to go Beamer because I've called him a goofball. I know I'm a goofball, and I've not really said his name in any, you know, answer related light. So I'm going to go Beamer. Begrudgingly, I'm going to go Beamer.
I'm going to go Beamer just because I feel like I have a lot of personality and Napier doesn't.
That's true. That's very true.
That's all I got. I mean, he's trying to role play as me, so he's limited to what he can say and what he can do.
Yeah,
like Beamer that's true. Will execute that better. Okay. Here we go. Last one. It's Christmas time. Who would you rather host the annual Christmas dinner? Billy Napier, Shane Beamer. Who's your Christmas host?
I probably am able on Christmas, celebrating the birth of our Lord, to forgive some of the remarks that might come out of Shane Beamer's mouth. I want the personality in that scenario.
Yeah.
I want Beamer to maybe loosen the room if he can come up with a couple good jokes. You know, give me that. I'll go Beamer here.
I'm going to go Beamer too, just because, you know what? This is probably one of the realms of this universe where Shane Beamer can maybe make this fun. Right?
Maybe this is what he's meant to be doing.
You know, you don't know what's going to happen, and I'm okay with surprises. So, like, hey, let's do this. We're about to, you know, who knows? We're about to do. Whereas Napier, it's going to be, all right, here we go again. This time we're doing this. Make sure you use the salad fork. I don't know if he's like that at all. I really don't.
Yeah, he could be a great guy. We just don't know. I mean,
maybe he, you know, tries his Louisiana accent the whole dang night instead of, you know, ham and turkey. You're having gator and tiger. I don't know.
Yep.
Well, that's all I got, man. I just wanted to have some fun with this one. Any other thoughts there?
Okay. One actual question here. If one of these guys survives this season, one doesn't, who you got? Who survives?
Billy Napier. Billy Napier survives. Yeah.
Yeah, they've got a few more bullets in the chamber against a very tough schedule to where they might be able to piece some things together. There's a contingent of media tops and writers that, you know, wouldn't be shocked if Florida had a pretty decent season, you know, 7-8 wins or perhaps a couple more here and there. And I just don't sense any positivity for Beamer, for South Carolina, since a lot of panic. I don't think they're going to have, you know, the weapons that they have had in his tenure so far. I don't know, man. I'm worried. If I was to be worried for an SEC foe, I'd be worried for South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I would say Napier as well, just because there are some things that they could do if they can figure them out and get out of their own way in ways they haven't so far.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm just going to conclude it with this. I think South Carolina, they're going to be who they're going to be. However, I think Florida is going to be better than whatever their record is. I don't think their record is going to go in their favor. I mean, Vegas has them at 5.5. Their roster, I mean, it's not very deep, but it's not terrible. I think they're above average. And at least if Billy Napier survives, he has the excuse in his pocket. Let's see you do that schedule. Let's see. So, Billy Napier. So
I'm with you.
Well, anyway, man, appreciate you hanging out with us. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Let's make a drive to 100 subscribers on YouTube. We're only about 16, 15 away from that. We don't do as well on YouTube as we do our podcast platform. So help us out. Help. It makes a huge difference when you like and when you subscribe to the channel. We really, really appreciate it. We hope that you've enjoyed this listening on your drive to wherever it is that you're going, that you just had some fun kicking back and laughing with us. Break open a cold one for us as we begin to celebrate our nation's birthday. Go 1776. Go America, red, white, and blue, baby. Throw it up. And again, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We love you guys. God bless. Go Vols.
GBO.
Pandemonium reigns.